Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Fortnite developer Epic Games revealed Wednesday that Apple terminated its developer account, which would allow the company to make its own Epic Game stores on iOS in Europe and relaunch Fortnite on iOS devices. Epic claimed that Apple terminated its account in retaliation for its criticism of the iPhone maker's new DMA proposal for third-party app stores. Apple responded by essentially saying Epic's egregious breach of its contractual obligations determined by U.S. courts gives Apple the right to terminate its relationship with Epic at any time in its sole discretion. The European Union has confirmed it's looking into Apple's decision to close Epic Games' developer account. Via a series of posts on Wednesday, Elon Musk announced that like, repost, and favorite counts would be disappearing from the main feed of X in a future design change. The news came by way of @CBDoge, an X-Power user and Musk ally. @CBDoge said that soon users will have to click on the post to view these metrics. Musk confirmed the plan in a reply, stating that only view counts will be shown. In another post, Musk said, "I've been dying to do this for a year." Google announced a plan for Google Play DMA compliance in Europe, which will include two new fees that apply to its external offers program transactions. First, there is an initial acquisition fee, which is 10% of in-app purchases or 5% of subscriptions for 2 years. Google says this fee represents the value Play provided in facilitating the initial user acquisition through the Play Store. The second ongoing services fee is 17% for in-app purchases or 7% for subscriptions. This fee reflects the broader value Play provides users and developers, including ongoing services such as parental controls, security scanning, fraud prevention, and continuous app updates. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers introduced legislation this week to give ByteDance about 6 months to divest TikTok or face a U.S. ban, seeking to tackle national security concerns about its Chinese ownership. The Biden administration announced that it is backing the bill, which is set for markup Thursday in the House Energy and Commerce Committee, if it first gets through a classified hearing with officials from the FBI, Justice Department, and Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Nikon announced that it is acquiring digital cinema camera maker RED, which will become a subsidiary of Nikon in its attempt to expand into the digital cinema camera market. Nikon hopes it can draw from RED's knowledge in cinema cameras, including its unique image compression technology and color science, to fuel this expansion. RED was founded in 2005 and currently has around 220 employees. Amazon this week made an investment through its Climate Pledge Fund into Bay Area recycling robotic startup Glacier. To find out what happens with the estimated 214 to 700 million pounds of single-use plastic in its packaging. "Our investment in Glacier is really about creating circular economy supply chains," said Nick Ellis, principal at Amazon's Climate Pledge Fund. Amazon is co-leader of the $7.7 million round, along with New Enterprise Associates, Alicorp, Overture VC, and VSC Ventures. A new report warns that new semiconductor plants in the U.S. being built by Intel, TSMC, Samsung, and Micron could use more than twice as much electricity as the city of Seattle once they're fully operational. Each of these mega factories alone could use as much electricity as a medium-sized town, and cumulatively, nine facilities could add 2.1 gigawatts in new electricity demand. All four companies have made commitments to reach 100% renewable electricity for their U.S. operations, but their plan for doing so, the purchase of renewable energy certificates, is a flawed tactic, as RECs are a mix of renewable and fossil fuel powered energy, but can be written off as 100% renewable. The Digital Markets Act mandates that messaging giants like WhatsApp and Messenger be interoperable with third-party messaging platforms, and Meta has detailed how everything will work. End-to-end encryption will remain in place even if you're talking to someone who doesn't use Messenger or WhatsApp. Meta asks that other providers use WhatsApp Signal protocol for encryption, but says it will accept others if it finds they meet the same security standards. Third-party providers will have to sign an agreement to interoperate with Messenger and WhatsApp before the company will work with them. And finally, Battle for the Bird, a new book by Bloomberg reporter Kurt Wagner, tells the story of how Jack Dorsey, who saved Twitter in 2015 by his actions or lack thereof, led to Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter, which led to it morphing into X. Dorsey once famously said, "Elon is the singular solution I trust." He insisted that Musk was uniquely positioned to extend light of consciousness. But needless to say, Dorsey has soured on what Musk turned Twitter into. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. If you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.